The Florida RV Super Show kicks off RV show season each and every year. It's the slow season for RV sales, which is why RV shows exist, but you wouldn't know it here. It's day two of the show. The weather's been great. It's a little sprinkly this morning and cloudy, but the crowds are already large, and this is the biggest super show ever, with more than 1,300 RVs, 35 dealers, and over 200 vendors. I'm Jason Epperson. This is RV Miles, and it's time for the latest in RV and camping news. Welcome back, everybody, to our special Florida RV Super Show edition of the RV and Camping News. The Super Show is one of two manufacturer-led RV shows where the manufacturers, not the dealers, rent the floor space and then they pick dealer partners to bring RVs to the fairgrounds. The Hershey RV Show, officially named America's largest RV show, is the other. It doesn't really matter which one is actually bigger. Both usually have lots of new model debuts. I was a bit shocked at the lack of new at Hershey last fall, but it looks like manufacturers were just waiting a bit for a lot of introductions, because this year the Super Show has far more new models than I can remember ever happening at the show. I have a list of 80 new RV floor plans to see and completely rehauled models and some new brands to visit. I've made it through most of them and I'm not going to share all of them on this video. I'm going to hit a few highlights and then I'll have another episode coming out, or maybe a few, showing much more of the individual floor plans and all the new stuff that I'm seeing here at the show. So this is going to be just an overview of kind of the big announcements that are happening here. There is some wild and crazy stuff out here, like this Toy Hauler Destination Fifth Wheel Crossover, the Cherokee Rogue Store. It's a toy hauler with a nearly flat front like we see on a lot of those big destination trailers that are meant to sit at a campground and not move much. But as a toy hauler, obviously you're supposed to bring toys with you, which would mean you're supposed to go places with it. The living room is in the toy hauler space in the back here. So there's a step down into the space where you would have typically your motorcycles, your side-by-side, your golf cart, whatever it might be, would actually get stored here. So you might ask, well, how's there a door here then like this? Well, what happens is the patio is actually behind this door. It folds down. This whole wall swings open. This staircase that goes up to the loft closes up and you roll your toys into this room. There's also a slide in here. There's typically not a slide in a toy hauler space, but there's still room to put like a golf cart or something in here. You're not going to be fitting a giant side-by-side in here, but a golf cart, a motorcycle, bicycles, whatever it might be, you're going to be able to fit in here. And this loft is cool because it's pretty large sleeping space up there. And if we step back, you can see it's got openings for your kiddos to see through, but then these are louvered and close off for them to get some privacy and some darkness at night. Another crazy toy hauler comes from the folks at Tiffin. We've seen a handful of toy hauler motorhomes in the past, but in a small Class C motorhome, Tiffin says the Open Trail 25CO is the first Class C off-road gear hauler on the market. There's not room for a side-by-side or a golf cart, maybe not even a full-size motorcycle, but a couple of e-bikes or a Vespa would fit quite nicely. Extendable patios have become extremely popular recently, but we haven't seen too many on motorhomes. Well, say hello to the Nexus RV 39DS Ghost. It's the first Super C with a patio off the primary bedroom. You can see it from your king-size bed next to your his and hers wardrobes and standard washer and dryer. The living room features a five-person reclining sofa, which Nexus says is the first in a motorized RV. Grand Design has entered the destination trailer segment with the all-new Foundation Series. The first floor plan, the 42GD, has a rear-lofted observation deck, and if anything, it offered a great view of the Super Show. But it's not all weird and wild here at the show. In fact, we're seeing a lot of cleaned up and refined, which is great to see. Freightliner Custom Chassis Corporation and Four Travel Motorhomes have partnered up for a new luxury Class A coach that was literally unveiled from beneath a black cloth. The 2027 Realm Limited Series FL605 has been designed from the ground up on an exclusive chassis, creating what the companies say is the best ride quality you'll find in a Class A motor coach, as well as increased bay storage capacity. Available initially in three floor plans, the Realm Limited Series interiors are quite elegant, but not gaudy. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by our friends over at Liquefied RV Toilet Tank Treatment.
Eliminate black tank woes with liquefied RV toilet treatment, the ultimate enzyme-based solution. Their powerful formula simplifies waste management by breaking down solid waste and toilet paper, erasing foul odors, and ensuring smooth tank dumping. Designed with fellow RV enthusiasts in mind, Liquefied offers a clean, fresh-smelling experience that keeps your RV adventures stress-free. Head over to liquefiedrv.com to grab yours today.
This year marks the 30th anniversary of Thor subsidiary Keystone RV, and there is so much new from Keystone, including the show debut of the new Walkabout trailer, which came out last fall but really hasn't made much of a public debut yet until now. The Walkabout has raised a lot of debate due to its in-slide skylights, but there's so much more that's been lost in that debate. These off-grid ready trailers are designed with a lot of thought in the placement of just everything on the inside. The exterior walls are aluminum and painted with an automotive style finish. The Keystone Rain also debuted last fall somewhat quietly. It uses the same aluminum skin construction on a single axle travel trailer with a 100% composite floor and glowing edge exterior accent lighting. Keystone's Camping World exclusive Coleman trailer lineup now has fifth wheels, but the big story at Keystone is really the relaunch of the Montana line, debuting here at the show. Keystone says Montana and Montana High Country 2026 models are a ground-up evolution, delivering a better warranty, what they say is an industry-leading five-year structural coverage, and part of the reason they can do that is something we're seeing all over the show. But with fifth wheels in particular, the Curt Touring Coil Suspension Standard. It reduces road shock by up to 50%, and that's both good for the consumer and for the life of the trailer, as well as for the manufacturer with reduced warranty claims. The Curt Helix Pin Box is also standard, which also reduces forces on the frame. Montana's feature spacious bedrooms paired with a large spa-inspired bathroom. Bedrooms get laundry hampers, jewelry boxes, and even in-room safes. On the outside, you get a redesigned convenience center with water manifolds, power dump valves, water filtration, power cord reels, and dual 40-pound propane bottles standard. There's definitely a strong scent in the air of big fifth wheel manufacturers responding to quality issues. Whether quality has actually improved or not remains to be seen, but we are seeing brands like Montana competing on perceived quality again, and that's a good thing, especially in the wake of so many concerns over frame failures, primarily surrounding Grand Design owners. Grand Design has been hit hard with allegations and concerns over the quality of its units, particularly around the frame. Allegations that Grand Design largely sidestepped at first, then extended its warranty and made it transferable. And then last fall, Grand Design announced big changes meant to address quality concerns directly, and those are certainly on display at the Florida RV Super Show. Grand Design's new Lippert-manufactured Omega frame is on display in bare-bones fashion. It's now standard across all Grand Design fifth wheels, as is the new composite roof. Reflection fifth wheels get touring suspension and a Helix pin box standard, and Solitude, Influence, and Momentum fifth wheels now feature MoRide independent suspension and disc brakes. Momentum toy haulers now have something called Load IQ, an onboard weight management system. They also get a new ramp door that features additional insulation and added security features when closed. I think some of the big fifth wheel manufacturers are really feeling the competition from independent brands, Alliance and Brinkley, who have really grabbed a big chunk of the market in the relatively few years they've been in the segment. Both have new floor plans on display at the show, but are really holding steady with gentle refinements to their already proven strategy of building models that have a fairly broad appeal and a strong community of owners that drive a lot of choices that those brands make. Entering the premium fifth wheel market, though, now is newcomer Axiom RV, who are making their RV show debut with their absolutely massive new units that all feature interesting ideas like mini split air conditioners. It'll be interesting to see what the heck happens with this brand as it starts to get in the hands of consumers. Axiom is headed up by former Heartland RV executives. Heartland last year was absorbed by its sister Thor subsidiary, Jayco, and much of the management was let go. Both the Hershey Show and this show really marked the rebirth of Heartland as a Jayco brand. Heartlands are now manufactured in Jayco facilities. This was not just a management change, it's a total redo. Heartland also touts a new commitment to quality under the Jayco umbrella, with more than 30 new models under brands like Sundance, Cyclone, Bighorn, North Trail, and Prowler. Heartland now performs 100% dedicated pre-delivery inspections. No unit leaves the factory without a complete hands-on inspection. Believe it or not, that's not how things worked before, and that's not how things work at a lot of brands. Another brand relaunch comes from the folks over at independent company Ember, who have reintroduced their Touring Edition travel trailers.
Hi, I'm Ashley Bontrager with Ember RV, and I am standing in front of our newly reimagined Touring Edition. This is our luxury travel trailer, packed with lots of goodies, including auto leveling, touring coil suspension, and on the inside, solid surface countertops and hardwood cabinetry throughout. So for more information, visit emberrv.com.
KZRV introduced its new Damani line of marine-inspired trailers with sleek radius corners, premium finishes, a full GE appliance suite, and ABS brakes, as well as the new Sporttrek fifth wheel line. Integra's extended-range EV motorhome, the Embark, made its show debut, built on the Harbinger EV chassis. We talked about that quite a bit in recent months, but a new surprise was from another Thor subsidiary, Airstream. We knew Harbinger would be working closely with many Thor brands eventually to create EV motorhomes, but what we didn't know was coming was an EV-style battery pack for an Airstream travel trailer. The Airstream Tradewind 27FB features the most advanced off-grid power system from Airstream to date.
Hi, Jason. I'm glad to be here. Lisa Lillilund with Harbinger Motors. We're very excited to be in the Tradewind 27 that is launched here at the Florida RV Super Show. We are taking the Harbinger OEM EV technology for batteries from our medium-duty vehicles and bringing it to the RV world. You'll see here we have an all-in-one system. This is in our die-cast aluminum enclosure. It's about 36 by 27 by 10 inches. Weighs 394 pounds, and we've put both the battery modules and the power electronics in the enclosure. So it's an all-in-one. This enclosure has been tested for, it's been submerged in water. It's been dust tested. We have thermal management team, a software team, and this is liquid cooled. So most batteries, as you know, are air cooled, and that doesn't work very well, especially in the hot temperatures. So this has liquid heating and cooling, and we also have a radiator, and so the battery temperature is going to be at its ideal condition. So we have 18 kilowatt hours of Harbinger battery, and we have 2.5 kilowatt hours for the 12 volt. Down here is where you'll see by the rear axle is where we have placed in the frame rails mounted, is where we have our power bank. So it's firmly secured to the chassis between the frame rails. And what it also does for the Tradewind 27 is it gives you more storage room inside. So normally under the couches there, you might have power electronics stored, but now since they're all in one, you have two more drawers there that you wouldn't have otherwise. The Tradewind 27 has 600 watts of solar, and we can accept up to 1,000. I think it's an industry-leading opportunity now with energy and to be able to go off-grid and enjoy the beautiful places and to have the engineering, automotive-grade engineering, and most importantly, safety incorporated in the power system.
Airstream also introduced an entirely new line of trailers, the Airstream World Traveler, designed as sort of an entry-level Airstream. The first floor plan, the 22RB, is 22 feet long with a 4,500-pound GVWR. The body is skinnier than a typical Airstream, and the interior features a minimalist Scandinavian-inspired decor, including white aluminum interior walls and light laminated cabinetry. It's equipped with an 80-inch by 80-inch V-twin bed, as well as a convertible lounge that configures as a sofa, dinette, or secondary sleep space. There are all sorts of vendors and suppliers at the show, as usual. Our friends at Slinky Stove have completely redesigned their collapsible fire pit to be both wood and propane fueled.
The first update is on the lid, we have rounded edges on the lid. It's a whole new grill where the grill goes all the way to the edge. And it has a handle that you could remove. The handles have been upgraded. It's a much thicker handle. It has a friction hinge, so it stays in place. Wherever you put it is where it stays. We've created new tubular legs. which are fully round, so they're much easier to grab. The mechanism has been improved. We made it stronger and better. So we were gonna come up with one propane version and one wood, but in that process, we figured out a way to make the Slinky stove all in one, a dual use propane and firewood. Basically, you're gonna remove this. This is the ash pan for the firewood. This is the new burner system that we came up with. And basically, you're just gonna slide it in here. Put it through here. With just these two hand screws, no tools required, we're gonna screw on the burner. There's one. Here's the other one. Now you have a propane fire pit. You could change this hose. We have another hose that you could change it for and connect it with a quick connect right into your RV.
Beautiful.
The folks at water filter company Clear2O have entered the air filtration market.
Well, we're Clear2O. We're the company that has been in the water filtration business for a very long period of time. And for the first time now, we're actually offering air filters. So we are making air filters for Coleman and also for Dometic for replacement filters. The key difference on ours is we have a tackified layer, so it catches all the dirt. They are MERV 6 filters, so they're going to be catching all of it. So if you're going into a really dusty area, you really do need to upgrade your filters overall. Most air conditioners come with a very small, very foam-like type of filters, but they really don't catch very much, and you have to replace them or clean them. Here, you can catch a lot more, and clean air is just as important as clean water to us. So we'll have these out, and they'll be available here at the show, also online, our website, clear2o.com, Amazon, walmart.com. Pretty easy to find us.
Camco introduced several new products, including an RV air vent retrofit that has integrated lighting, an oscillating vent, and an always-open screened intake with an automotive glass skylight. They have a new portable battery-powered macerator pump to help you pump waste from your rig up to 100 feet up to your home's sewer cleanout or to a portable waste tank in the bed of your truck. Camco clearly has bigger intents for the battery platform, and we're probably going to see more battery-operated gadgets from the company soon. A highlight of the show for me was magnetic dishware from a company called Silwi.
Hi guys, I'm Christoph. I'm the founder of Silwi Magnetic System. We are from Germany, from Munich, and now we are brand new in the United States and introduce our smart magnetic system now to you. So how it works? So we have here our magnetic glassware. So we have crystal glasses, we have high-tech plastic, and we have porcelain. And of course, every single set comes always with a counterpart. We call it metal nano gel coaster, and the coasters are always removable. Sticks to any sealed surface, are washable and usable. So if it's dirty, you wash it with a clear water, wait 5 minutes, and then it's sticky again, and again, and again. And they attract each other with a magnet with a metal inside in a perfectly balanced way. So if you have bumpy rides, for example, on a boat or in an RV, you have never ever sliding glasses or drink there. Never ever. And you can drink from crystal glass. How cool is that?
Beautiful.
And you can hang with a metal strip, so it's a stronger metal layer inside with a 3M glue. You can store them upside down. And it's a very space-saving storage solution in the camper van or on the boats. Also, for the kitchenware, we have a solution for the pans, for example, or the kitchenware. We call it magnetic sandwich. And a sandwich with a magnet inside attract each other through the pans. Because you're starting with the first sandwich on our metal mats, you can custom mats to any single size, it's also removable. Put the first sandwich on it, put a first pan on it, put a second sandwich on it, put a next pan on it, put a next sandwich on it, and they are stackable. And they are hold each other on place. So this is our power bundle XXL, and the power bundle contains four of the power magnets and four of our reusable pads. And you see it here in the Nespresso. You put the magnets in the bottom of the Nespresso, have the reusable pads on the sideboard, put the Nespresso on it, and it holds them in place.
A big expansion of the Florida RV Super Show for 2026 is the inclusion of the new Ford Towing Boot Camp, a sort of traveling towing class that features a classroom experience and then a big hands-on setup for teaching folks how to hitch up and park. The Ford Towing Boot Camp really opened up the footprint of the show. For the first time, a large lane was opened on the west side of the fairgrounds, allowing a full loop of walk-around access and, frankly, more room for some small boutique brands that have been telling me for years how hard it is for them to get floor space in Tampa. I'm with Scott Hubbell at the Florida RV Super Show with Awaken RV, brand new fiberglass travel trailer brand. Scott, tell us about the impetus of Awaken.
I was at a crossroads in my life. I knew that I wanted to do something new and different and inspiring. And I had a background bringing some niches to life, revitalizing them a little bit with some teardrops and truck campers. And I sort of surveyed the field and I saw that the fiberglass niche was a little uninspired. We'll start here on the backside. You've got beautiful logo on the spare tire carrier. We've got this custom bumper that has our sewer hose container that slides the way through it. No belt line, right? So it's just sleek. And as you work your way around the unit, you'll see even more that there is less of, I guess, the traditional egg styling that you might see more so in the space, and more almost of a conventional travel trailer feel. We've got the acrylic windows. We've got a dual axle for a nice ride. It's on an all aluminum chassis. You do have the option of an independent suspension through CURT. We have monster storage containers on both sides. This side also houses the Game Changer, which is the anchor port for our electrical system, which features the Game Changer 3000 watt multi plus expandable battery wise. Also, we've got 500 watts of solar up on the roof, and we have a solar port for additional storage or solar if you'd like. Up here on the tongue, we've got the Admiral Hitch by Gen Y. They also do the chassis.
Whoa! Beautiful. Beautiful. Look at that dinette.
It is a double hold unit, so the walls, the ceiling, all that fit and finish, it's there, right? But I didn't want it to be overly clinical and all white. So we've got some real wood cabinetries, tons of storage throughout. Obviously, you can see the dinette. This fabric matches, you know, what we also put around the windows up front. So sort of just to bring a more warm tone here, we've got the dual Truma system going on, the rooftop Aventa. And you can see the drops throughout. And then down along the floor, you can see the drops for the combis. So we give them a big fridge. We give them a dry bath. We give them a full kitchen. We don't want you to have to, I'll buy this with a regret because I didn't quite like this.
Yeah. And our friends at Pebble were able to come to Florida for the first time, showing off their powered axle EV trailer that hitches itself. I've done a few videos on the Pebble Flow out in California, and I'll link to a full tour of it in the description. Bolus also made it to the show for the first time with their striking aluminum-bodied trailer.
Hi, I'm Geneva with Bolus, and we're here with the 2026 Endless Highways Frontier Edition. Three main things to know about Bolus. First of all, we're super lightweight. The GVWR boluses start at 3,500 pounds. We have incredible off-grid systems, so the whole bolus is designed to be taken off-grid with battery banks up to 19 kilowatt hours, and our quality is incredibly high. Full luxury product, ensuite bathroom, king bed, and full wood on the inside as well. They're built in Oxnard, California.
And Las Vegas-based Nuvo Class B camper vans was at the show for the first time with quite a large display, and they told me that they have been really selling well here, better than expected.
Hi, I'm Maggie here at Nuvo. We are a Class B manufacturer based out of Las Vegas, Nevada. We specialize in camper vans that are meant to bring home on the road with you with European flair and some of the best technology that you can find in the industry currently. One of our best sellers is our Nuvo Plus model, which is one of the only camper vans that is built on the super high roof model, and it's actually what I'm standing in front of right now. The elevator lift bed and U-Lounge is a crowd favorite for a reason, and I'm really hoping that you guys get to take a look at it here in a second.
Perfect. The show comes at a time when the RV industry is in a bit of a retraction still from the big pandemic highs, and 2025 was expected to be a slight improvement over 2024, but the numbers held pretty flat throughout the year. And now there's a clearer picture of a bit of a drop-off happening towards the end of 2025. I'll be back in the studio Monday with an idea of how many people came through the gates, as well as some recent numbers from the industry to sort of clear up that picture a bit. And we'll cover a new RV that a lot of people here are talking about that's not on the showgrounds. Honda is entering the travel trailer market. They announced that during Wednesday's public opening of the show, probably intentionally. There is just so much to see here at the Florida RV Super Show, and I'll be releasing in the coming days more content from the show. I hope you'll stick around for it. Make sure to subscribe so you get it delivered directly to your feed, and we'll see you on the next one. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.